we have agreed on the sharing of powers and competencies within the presidency. Now we have a clear line of demarcation for all of the powers and authorities that shall be shared among the five vice presidents. And also we finalized some of the small matters that were referred to us and found by the parties deserving some attention. Any issue that was raised and accepted by all parties was also considered. So the document now we are having is the final revitalized ARCIS, the document that we have dreamed all along of creating, and the moment that we all worked hard to arrive to. Indeed, everybody in this hall should be very proud now for this achievement. A document created by all, initialed in different stages by all, and accepted in its entirety by all. What are the steps that are supposed to be followed? The steps that are supposed to be followed are the following. This document, now produced, should be presented to the IGAD summit. The IGAD summit should adopt it, and then it should open it for signature by the parties. This is the procedure that was agreed by the IGAD when the HCLRF was created about 2 years ago, the process of revitalizing the ARCIS. However, we found it appropriate that parties initial the document before finally presenting it to the summit. We sought the opinion of the parties with respect to the initialing. I'm happy to say that no party other than SAWA indicated that they are unable to initial at this stage. SAWA in particular said they are unable to initial, not because of anything that is contained here, but because of something that they thought to be missing, which is the agreed text that we have, or rather the semi-agreed text that we have about the advancement of Article 4 and Article 4A. Our understanding is that that text is not part of the agreement. It will be handed to the IGAD summit, and the IGAD summit will decide whether to include it or not. So for us, it's not part of the agreement. Yet, it will be presented to the IGAD summit. Other than that, we haven't received any objection from any party. We are hopeful that also SAWA itself will find it also appropriate to join the consensus of other political parties with their point of view well taken care of. It is the first time for me to receive this point that IO is not willing to initial. The issues that were referred to by the representative of IO were discussed. According to the rules we had here, those issues were new. They were not issues that were part of the outstanding issues of government referred to Khartoum. The issue of the quorum by which the decision shall be taken in the government. The quorum was stated as 2/3. Now, IO, as of yesterday, they asked for the quorum to be raised to 3/4. This issue was not part of our mandate. It was not part of the bracketed issues that were referred to us. And accordingly, we cannot determine that matter unless it's accepted by all parties. Secondly, the issue of reviewing the mechanism for constitution making was also not bracketed. It was not referred to us here by the IGAD, and because of that, we could not discuss it. We were not entrusted by the IGAD to reopen it, as it has been resolved in Addis Ababa. We discussed this matter at the request of IO. IO made its presentation. Other parties objected, and because of that, we could not reopen that matter as well. The issue of the states was also discussed with SOA, and we have made our proposal to SOA, but it was never discussed with IO. IO never made any presentation to us with respect to the issue of the states after we finalized the issue of the states on the 17th of August. Yesterday, day before yesterday, when we were discussing those matters, IO never came up with the issue of the states. It's the first time for me now, and I'm also confident also for the special envoy, to hear that IO is raising the issue of the states. We never heard this issue raised by IO in the past.